Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, we are going to focus on San Diego State football. One of our all-time favorite guests on this program, Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., broadcasting from Petco Park. And I understand that our next guest is going to actually be at Petco Park
tonight. I heard that.
Yes, Rocky Long, the head coach of the San Diego State Aztecs football team, going to come out and enjoy some baseball tonight, huh, Rocky?
Of course. I love the Padres, and every chance I get, I go to games. I've been to four or five this year, and I think they're fun to watch. They're exciting. They're more athletic. They got some energy about them. They got guys that can hit home runs. What else you need to go watch a game?
You don't need much else, Coach. Like, I got to ask you, when you've been to the five games you've been to, if there was an athlete on here that you could see on that gridiron, who would it be?
I think there are several of them. I think Tatis could play football. I think a couple of those guys in the outfield that are hitting those home runs, I think they could play football. Machado is the most amazing athlete I've seen as far as fielding. I mean, he makes hard plays look so easy. So obviously he's a good enough athlete to play anything he wants.
There you go. Rocky Long's Aztecs open up the season at the first Saturday in September or the last Saturday in August? You playing in August this year, Coach?
Yeah, I think we play on August 31st is our first game. That's a little earlier than most, but it's based on a lot of different things that I don't understand. I just play when they tell me.
Well, tell us how things are coming along. The quarterback situation, I know, is probably something on Aztec fans' minds, and give us a little rundown of what you've seen so far and what you're still working on.
Well, we're still working on a lot of things. I think that after last season, even though we had a winning record and we went to a bowl game, I think everybody was disappointed. I think fans were disappointed, but more important, I think that we were disappointed as a coaching staff, and I think our players were disappointed. So we've made some changes schematically, but mostly we're changing some attitudes and some want-tos and that sort of thing, and that's going real good. We had a good off season. We had a great spring practice. They're back at summer school now working out. They got a great attitude. And now we've got some question marks. It's not a quarterback. I think Ryan Agnew is our starting quarterback, and he started six games last year, so he's got some experience. We've changed our offensive formations a little bit, not our offensive mentality, but I think we've got a chance to be a good team, and there's some question marks maybe in the D-line. We're a little shaky there in our offensive receivers haven't done what they're going to have to do this year for us to be successful.
Coach Long, we had you on a few times during the season last year, and one thing that was apparent to Chris, now this was a relatively young team. How much progress do guys make from year-to-year basis in your experience?
Well, it depends on the guy, but obviously I think the maturity factor makes a huge difference the closer you get to the line of scrimmage. So the offense and defensive linemen, just by maturing, get much, much better from year to year. Now, the farther you get away from the ball, if you're a wide receiver or a defensive back, it's more about athletic ability and less about maturity. So they come in and they can play right away, and they get a little bit better, but maybe not as much better as the guys close to the line of scrimmage, because that's a maturity factor.
Rocky Long is with us, and you Aztec fans do need to know this. Aztec season tickets are on sale now. You can call the SDSU ticket office, 619-283-7378, or visit GoAztecs.com for more information. Or just drop by wherever Rocky's sitting at the game tonight and ask him for a pair. Sure, he'd be more than happy to sign you up. Hey Coach, Weber State's the first opponent. You know your fan base is going to look at the second opponent, which is UCLA. You're a coach. You're going to tell me that you're going to focus on Weber State first, and then you'll get to UCLA. But you're very honest also, so I'm going to just ask you, are you going to at least think a little bit about that UCLA game as you get ready for this season?
Well, you've led me into this. We prepare a preliminary game plan for our first three opponents. So we watch every film from last year. We do a scouting report on them. We do an initial offensive and defensive game plan against our first three opponents. And we put the same amount of time no matter who they are in there. But the trick is not to overlook anybody. And Weber State last year got to the semifinals in the national tournament at the FBS or the FCS level. And that is like Sac State, who gave us trouble last year and all those sort of things. We have no issues getting excited about playing UCLA. Our players won't have any issues. We enjoy playing those Pac-12 guys. That's kind of our deal. We like playing them, and, a lot of times we beat them, even though they don't think we can or shouldn't. But they're no more important than anybody else. Really, the one I want to beat is Fresno.
That obviously will be a big matchup this year. Coach, you talked a little bit about it, having the same mentality, maybe different formations on the offensive side. How much different can San Diego State fans expect to see when it comes to the offense this year?
Well, I think to the average fan, it's going to look a lot different. Obviously, we're not going to be under center. The quarterbacks is going to be in the shotgun probably 99% of the time. There's going to be at least three wide receivers out there. At times, there's going to be four wide receivers out there. So everything's look a lot different, and the action of the plays will look a lot different. What is not different is our mentality. We want to run the ball first. We want to use play action pass. We're trying to relate to our players who came up running the spread formations all the way since they've been little league players. So they're more comfortable and they can perform at a better level.
And you talked about looking inward with the program and changing some things during this offseason. You said it starts with me, and it goes right on through to coaching staff and through our program. You kind of touched on it a little bit already. You said you're going to improve the want to, the attitude, et cetera. Anything else that you discovered just looking back through last season that you feel like you can improve upon so that this year ends up a little bit happier for you?
Well, I think it's going to end up happier. Obviously, changing the way we line up on offense, not our mentality, but the way we line up on offense, that is a change to make it simpler for our offensive personnel. It's easier on the quarterback since he's been doing that his whole career since he started playing football. It's actually easier on the offensive linemen because when you send wide receivers out there, people send defenders out there with them. So the area around offensive linemen, there's fewer people for them to figure out who they're supposed to block, so it makes it easier on them. So those are some of the schematic things we've changed, but a lot of it has to do with us wanting to play like we should want to play instead of worrying about a lot of things that we shouldn't worry about.
I think some people are going to pay the price.
Oh, indeed.
Because it was a good season last season. I'll always take a good, successful season with a bowl game. But Coach, you've built our expectations up a little bit, and we all love that, and I know you love having those expectations. So good luck bringing the Aztecs back up another couple of notches here in 2019, and maybe we'll try to find you here at the ballpark tonight. Thanks a lot for your time, as always.
I appreciate it, guys. Go Padres.
Hey, there he is.
Go Padres.
Who wins their interview with a Go Padres? Not even Padres interview. End with Go Padres. Rocky Long on the SDCCU hotline. Vote SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.